Toi North County Police Commissioner Lieutenant Colonel John Gabriel Deng says three passengers, including a woman, were wounded during the attack. Deng says the woman was rushed to Luanya Care Local Hospital in Gogreal East County and is listed in critical condition.
The woman's condition was not good because she was shot in her chest and the bullet deeply penetrated and passed out the bag. The other two men are in good condition.
Deng says the attackers ordered traders at gunpoint to hand over their money and other belongings. Mateng Kamach is a trader and a survivor of the incident.
We were almost to reach Warap Town when these criminals appeared ahead of us and pointed guns at everyone. We were about 14 in the car and 7 of us were traders carrying money. These people came in groups and asked for money. We were beaten seriously before they freed us with just empty hands.
Trader Peter Scholl says the attackers got away with 1.5 million South Sudanese pounds. Scholl is calling on authorities to speed up the disarmament exercise for fees to return into the area.
Nothing left. I lost 1.5 million South Sudanese pounds. This is the only money I accumulated for a long time. Today is gone like that. Thank God I'm alive.
Several calls to Warab State Governor Bona Fanagbiar for comment on the incident went unanswered. 2 months ago, communities from Toi North County held a 3-day feast dialogue that called for total disarmament, an agreement to set up courts to try funding cases, and to return looted cattle and other property to the rightful owners. But the resolutions were not wisely implemented. Last week, 7 people were killed and 8 others wounded during intercommunal clashes in Toi North County. For BOA News, Daniel Marengwe in Juba.